New York police are estimating that 3.5 million Yankee fans lined the streets of Lower Manhattan today for a parade honoring baseball's 1996 world champions. The Yankees came from behind to beat the Atlanta Braves in the World Series, and New York City has been in a state of euphoria ever since. NPR's Melissa Block went to the parade and has this report.
The so-called Canyon of Heroes along Lower Broadway has been the site of scores of ticker tape parades, honoring such luminaries as Charles Lindbergh, Amelia Earhart, Wrong Way Corrigan, and John Glenn. Today it was the high-flying New York Yankees' turn to be showered by tons of confetti, swirling down from the office buildings lining the route, shining in the bright October sun. The team that hadn't won the series in 18 years has captured the city's imagination.
There you go, Joe! That's it, Joe!
Yankee manager Joe Torre beamed and waved from his leadoff float, clearly savoring the moment. After just 1 year as Yankee manager, his story is now known like the gospel to New Yorkers, how Torre had never before made it to a World Series in his 32 years in Major League Baseball, how his older brother Rocco died this year watching a Yankee doubleheader, how another brother, Frank, got a heart transplant the day before the Yankees won the World Series. As the players sailed by on parade floats, the fans were reminded of the teammates' individual mythologies. Daryl Strawberry, former star of the New York Mets, who slid into years of substance abuse and was relegated to the minors before being signed by the Yankees mid-season this year. And Bernie Williams, probably the only major league ball player who's as proficient in classical guitar as he is in catching pop-ups to center field.
Big Daddy! Gutterman!
Big Daddy Cecil Fielder, brought over from the last-place Detroit Tigers to add power to the Yankees' hitting, and David Cone, whose career was threatened this year by surgery for an aneurysm in his pitching arm, only to come back and pitch brilliantly. These stories are all New York legends now, and the crowds roared with appreciation as their heroes rolled up Broadway towards City Hall. Those lucky enough to work in buildings here leaned out of windows, tossing shredded newsprint, pieces of annual reports, strips of computer paper.
Anything they get their hands on.
George Chigorakis is an attorney who works down the street.
The 86 World Mets Parade, a couple of not the brightest stars in my office throughout the Yellow Pages uncut. Today they're shredding it, orders of management.
All along the parade route, you'd find people like Rick Brown, who weren't Yankee fans before, but who changed their minds this year.
Oh, God, whatever come from behind team. I mean, the spirit of the team and the real teamwork, I think, you know, and that's not what the Yankees were usually known for. They were an egotistical elite team. This team sort of has changed that. Yeah, it's a different spirit.
I've been a Yankee fan since probably the early Jurassic period.
Michael Varner called in sick to work to come watch the parade.
I waited a long time for this. This is my time. They've come back at me from being down so many times this year. That's human spirit. Persevere against a lot of insurmountable odds.
And Roger Hancock's let his son Justin take the day off from school to be here.
I was born during the Yankee game.
Yes, he was born during a Yankee Red Sox game in 1986. It was a delayed delivery because I had to see the end of the game. But everything worked out fine.
At City Hall, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani handed out keys to the city to the Yankee players and managers. The Yankee Clipper, Joe DiMaggio, was there. And Plácido Domingo sang his version of the baseball anthem first in Spanish.
Llévenme al Yankee Stadium. Es la serie mundial. Por los Yankees yo voy a apostar. Aunque en el Bronx pierdan al empezar.
As Yankee fans left the parade with pieces of confetti clinging to their hair, it seemed shoulders were held a little straighter, eyes looked a bit brighter. It may not last long, but for millions, this was a day of pure joy. In New York, I'm Melissa Block reporting.
One, two, three,